Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeremy Kubicek is with us, folks. He's our new friend. He's the president and the CEO of Giant Impact, which is a leadership development company that's is really making some waves and getting some attention across the country. He's the author of the new book, Leadership is Dead, How Influence is Reviving It. And as I said, he's our new friend, Jeremy Kubicek. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Excited to be here today.
It's good to have you here. Jeremy, my audience knows, those who've been listening to me for very long, know that I've spent a lot of time on the show talking about leadership. And part of the time, Jeremy, I talk about leadership, and part of the time I lament the loss of leadership. And my strongest statement so far, and I'll get your thoughts on it, I'll just lay it out on the table because I've done it before, is that the problem we have in America today, one of the leadership problems we have in America today, is excessive digital greed on Wall Street and incompetence and corruption in Washington and collusion between the two. Now, I don't know how much more blatant I can be in my condemnation of those two groups and their work together. They are not setting a good example for the rest of the world, are they?
No, they're not. No, in fact, it all boils down to an ingredient. I mean, if you had to boil down, what are those things that both of those issues come from? And in the book, I boil it down to self-preservation. The concept that they're afraid of losing what they've got. And so they defend it, keep it, they become self-absorbed.
But self-preservation is almost a noble thing. I mean, I think you're giving them too much credit, Jeremy.
Well, when you look at leadership, leadership is influence, and influence is power.
Yeah.
When you've got a choice with power, you can overpower people or you can empower people. And what
say that again, folks. This is going to be on the test. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Leadership is influence, but influence is power. With power, you can choose to empower people or overpower people.
Mm-hmm.
It's all built on your intent or your agenda. So if their agenda is to self-preserve or to keep what they've gained, then they're going to overpower people in order to keep what they've got.
And I call that self-absorption, not self-empowerment, or not self-preservation.
Well, it's self-preservation to the nth degree. It's over-protection.
Yeah.
And so, on the other hand, if you're an empowering leader, then you're a liberator. You're
right.
Truly liberating people for their benefit. And that's the problem. But that's been the problem for centuries of greed and gain and fear of losing those things.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, everybody has the reptilian brain, part of their brain that's designed to be to help you preserve, to practice self-preservation. But as human beings, we've created this thing called ethics. We've created these things called values. We've created the concept of leadership, where there's something in it. There's something that's more important than you. And we're losing those things, it seems to me, Jeremy.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's one of those deals. It's everywhere. It's on Main Street as well. It becomes more obvious when it's in the headlines and on a grander stage.
But see, here's the thing, Jeremy. On Main Street, where small business owners live, even those, I'll concede that there are some small business owners who, given a chance, would like to feather their own nest, so to speak, as my grandmother would have said, and try to get away with something. But see, the way the marketplace works on Main Street, the checks and balances are in place. We don't have the ability to leverage our greed digitally like they do in Wall Street, and then with their allies in Washington. We don't have that ability on Main Street. So even if we want to do this, we can't get away with it for very long.
No, I agree.
And when we do pull it off, it doesn't hurt millions of people.
Well, and that's why precisely I said leadership is dead. The reality is leadership is either dead or alive. And it's either dead in you or it's alive in you.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone around you knows if it's dead or alive. So the frustrating point with what you're bringing up is that over time, all the jargon and all the words and sound bites, we know they're not true. So we're going to get into a presidential election. Here we go again. We hear all the language. We hear all the
right.
comments.
Where they talk to us like we're idiots.
And all of a sudden, we all know it's not going to happen. The broken promises and so forth. So we say, you know, right, leadership is dead. And that's the general.
You're saying it's dead. That's what you mean by it's dead in us, because when we hear these things, we wink at each other and nudge each other as if to say, well, we know he's lying because he's running for office.
Exactly.
Instead of saying, stop lying to us, let's vote for the person who tells the truth.
That's right. That's right. But every one of us has a choice for leadership to be dead or alive in ourselves and in these characters or these figures that we see, you know, on CNN and Fox and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the premise. It said, okay, now, leadership is not the end goal. Leadership is a vehicle for influence. And so if you understand that, then you'll be the best leader you can be, so you can be the best influence you can be.
Right.
But in most cases, most people are running for a title. So therefore, they're running for a title that gets them certain perks, certain influence.
Right.
Well. So that leadership is their goal. It is the end journey. And we need men and women who understand leadership is just the vehicle along the way.
Well, let me tell you what happened in South Carolina last week. There was a GOP debate. Herman Cain, who's not a politician, he's a CEO, is running for president. And he got the highest marks by the audience, when they polled the audience, of all the others, and the decision that was made about why he got those high marks is because when he was asked a question, he answered the question. He didn't obfuscate. He didn't spin. He answered the question. Maybe there's hope. What do you think?
I think so, and really that goes back to the Ronald Reagan days.
Yeah,
of people that are you can put your hope in and believe in.
Authentic so people, authentic when people.
When you look at
hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. Your book is Leadership is Dead: How Influence is Reviving It. Jeremy Kubicek is the author. Kubicek. He and I will be right back. We're going to get his ideas on how to fix this. After how you and I can fix this. After these messages, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.